Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Janora McDuffie, Brittany Valdez, and Danielle. Missing from tonight's show is Emily Harbert. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, DJ Jesse Janity!
Yeah, Jesse!
After buzzes, yeah. I'm here, and now we have some correcting to do.
Yes.
Because we are, I don't know who Brittany, who Danielle are.
And I am not missing.
No, Emily Harbor is here finally. She's back from Coachella.
Yeah.
She's been back. She's here rocking with us. And we also have a new host with us,
yes.
Miss Deidre Behar.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yay.
She doesn't realize she's going to be our sacrifice
tonight. Oh my gosh, please go easy on me. I hope nothing that happened on screen tonight happens to me. Please.
No, not at all.
By the way, can we announce why we have the mess up and why the studio looks the way it does? I mean, the mess up being the intro.
Well, the mess up, we have so much going on here at AfterBuzz. Today is a crazy night going on. Tomorrow is April 29th. Big day in England.
Yes.
It is the royal wedding. And AfterBuzz is doing a live commentary on the entire thing, and that's why we're all decked out.
Wow. Has that ever happened before, Jesse?
No, this is a first, as a matter of fact.
Not even for the Oscars?
Well, no, we never comment during the Oscars. Oh. This will be before the wedding, during the wedding, and after the wedding.
Nice.
Usually we're an after-show network. This is live. So we're taking it to the next level.
That's what I'm talking about.
We need to get that for Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, seriously. No, don't talk to me while it's
going. No, because Emily will freak out.
Actually, I was pretty good today.
Today
I felt like I was...
You were more talkative.
I was very verbal.
I was too.
You only had a few moments where you were surprised.
Usually that's...
Emily's like, rewind. What did you... Hold on. Let me pause this. Beyond that, of this marvelous little set, Maria Menounos's Every Girl's Guide to Life is out in stores now.
Yeah.
But I know we talk about it every show, but we have some amazing news. She's officially a New York Times bestseller.
I saw that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
So congratulations, Maria. We're so proud of you. Also, make sure you guys check us out at Stitcher.com. That's an app for your phone, and you can actually take us on the go. Listen to your four favorite hosts.
Nice.
For the Vampire Diaries.
There you go.
AfterBuzzTV.com, and we're also working on our own app, so very excited about that. Also, I want to say that we were number 2 on the iTunes podcast.
Wow! Yes. Not for that.
For Vampire Diaries.
No way, really?
Yes,
yeah, we were. Who beat us?
Well, Celebrity Apprentice beat us. But that's all right.
What? That's me.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay, I have a feeling that we can beat Celebrity Apprentice.
We can. We just got to get our episodes up.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though it's supposed to be Nene exploding this coming episode, right, Phil?
Nene's got nothing on what these people do.
But no, but they're supposed to be boycotting.
We're Vampire Diaries, not Celebrity Apprentice.
Right?
You're right. We can bring it back to the
Let's bring it back to
you. Know that you're going down, Phil.
Okay, so we've been kind of disappointed with the past couple episodes.
Just the past one.
Well, we were kind of disappointed with the episode before that as well.
I missed that one.
But tonight, I
was very pleased.
I was pleased too.
I had my toy in my Happy Meal bag. I was excited.
Do you know what I think is a good quality when you know it's good is when it goes by really quickly. Yeah. And I felt that this episode, I mean, yeah, we were fast forwarding through commercials, but you do that a lot these days, but I felt like it went by. There was never that, when is this over?
Yeah.
No, I never say that with Vampire Diaries.
And I only rolled my eyes a couple of times instead of, remember the last episode I retitled, really? But this one, there were only a couple moments that really bothered me. But not really bothered me in a way where I wanted to just dismiss, well, I never want to dismiss all of it, but I never wanted to say, no, this isn't working. I enjoyed it.
I zoned out one time, not going to lie.
Only once.
And it was probably the same time I was rolling my eyes.
Stefan and Elena, they gave me a zone.
Okay. Absolutely.
We'll get back to that when we talk about Stefan and Elena.
Okay. So let's start, though, with, let's just get our excitement out. Tyler's back. Woo. Tyler is back. Very excited about that.
Looking better than ever.
Yes. Well,
and it said this. As soon as you made that comment, you're like, wow, doesn't Tyler look better than, you know, he usually does? Then I started looking, I'm like, well, Damon even looks better.
Even Matt was looking extra fine.
And this scene right here, look at Elena. Did she get the hips from?
By the way, do you know what it is? It's the screen. I think it's widescreen. It's that widescreen.
Them widescreens have given her some wide hips?
Yeah.
Well, go, girl. You need to be on more widescreens.
I think she looks good because whenever I see her in magazines, she's super, super slender.
Super slender.
Yeah. But no, she looks banging.
Well, I think, Janora, you said maybe
little
Mr. Ian.
I said that
Ian,
off the air now.
Whatever. Ian must be throwing it down.
Maybe. I mean, that's usually when women develop the curves. They're doing some woman-type activities. So I don't know what Elena's doing off-screen. Sorry, Elena, to be in your business like that.
Sorry,
just got to be careful mixing the business with the pleasure. Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about that because I'm the loyal One Tree Hill fan. And the Sophia Bush, Chad Michael Murray thing
kind of went
up in smoke.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
it's
nothing is confirmed, though. Nothing is confirmed. This is all, like, rumored.
They were at Coachella
But it doesn't mean that they were shacking up at Coachella. They just could have been enjoying the music at Coachella.
Any sightings?
I saw her looking really, really cute. She looked super cute. And, because here's the thing. I am pro-Catherine and not pro-Elena. And I, personally just can't stand Elena's style. I think I don't know. I mean, I'm a simple girl. Like, I like simple clothing, but it's like one more long sleeve shirt and
with jeans
and
Converse.
Yeah, with jeans and Converse.
Really
it's like,
exciting.
Okay, I'm over it. But she looked so cute.
Was she channeling Catherine in her look? Or
that's a good question.
Well, here's the thing. It was about 97 degrees out, and despite what you wear in real life, everybody was kind of going for the hipster look.
Right.
Okay.
Which
you have to do the hipster look.
So she was like wearing the baggy shirt with the fedora and he was wearing the fedora and like the baggy shirt and the jean shorts, which I was rocking too. And
that's cute.
I never wear that.
Did she have a hat on too?
She didn't.
Mm. Any PDA? That's what I want to know.
No.
Not like
they
rocking
were laying
out, getting
down
a little
next to each other. But there was photographs of that.
Laying down, like spooning laying down?
No, because you're laying down on the grass, like watching the music, relaxing.
What band were they checking out?
It's bands all day.
You didn't see them at one specific, got it.
All right, well, speaking of music, before we even get into this, what did you guys notice the music in tonight's episode? Horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. After Buzz TV. I don't know what was the exclusive with that.
There was, especially... I mean, we're just going to talk about Steph and Elena, especially with that scene.
Yes, that's the exact scene.
And throughout the entire series, they've been saying, we're not Twilight. We're not Twilight. I literally was sitting there like, is he going to pull an Edward and get down on his knees right now? Like, it just seemed so cheesy. And the kind of, I don't know if you saw this, but his, first monologue in that scene, one of the first things, it was very, out of character. I was like, is this really Stefan? He kind of had this, little smile on his face. And he, it was, I don't know, it just seemed really weird for him. It didn't seem like Stefan. I don't know.
Well, I know if I'm about to die tonight, I'm not about to have a walk in the park. Like, yeah. I just thought that it just... something serious was gonna happen, like things were gonna change, life was gonna change for everybody, and it was so casual, like, let me take you out, you know, just one last walk
before your last
one last waterfall before you change forever.
Thank you. How about McDonald's or something that I can, like, taste some good food
change forever, like that was very significant, because that was not part of the program, was her turning into a vampire. But in terms of the differences between Twilight and what we saw, is Bella in Twilight desperately wanted to be a vampire, whereas Elena clearly said, this is not what I wanted for my future.
Deidre, or for people who have not listened before, my prediction.
You did
was
say
that
this.
The season finale cliffhanger was going to be Elena turning into a vampire. Now, the fact that they've touched on it so much, I'm kind of turning back on that prediction. I mean, there's still a part of me that says, okay, it could happen. But I think if, like, she was sobbing. I think that her sobbing wasn't as bad as the rest of the scene.
What did you think about the vein in her forehead?
What?
I was like, what?
I felt like during this moment,
Do
you know what I'm talking about? I thought it was really weird, but you were in the zone.
Anyways, no, like, I get, well, here was the whole weird thing. I get her saying, I don't want to be a vampire. And him saying throughout the entire time, just say it, just say it. I thought when he said, just say
Edward?
What you've... Not Edward.
I know, but I'm saying that's what it was reminiscent of for me. Yeah, it He's was like, you know, because I'm a Twilight fan, so...
All right, yay. Yeah. My kindred sister.
Oh, yay. It was very reminiscent of that for me, scenes in the jungle and whatnot. But continue,
He was saying, like, just say it. Say, like, what you've been thinking all along. And I thought she was going to be like, yeah, I do want to be a vampire. But then all of a sudden it was like, no, I don't want to be one.
I've always felt that she wants to, I mean, she's already spoken about becoming one in the past.
Yeah.
I think she...
Well, not really.
About wanting to be, I know I want to be with you forever.
Yeah.
I know it's there, but I think the reality of it is when you don't have that choice and that decision, and it's made for you, and then all these feelings, emotions are going through your head, and it's almost like, well, girl, you were going to kill yourself how many times? You were going to sacrifice yourself how many times?
I'm just sick of her being okay with dying.
Yeah. You little emo, Hot Topic girl. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like,
and so you're flipping out now, but before that, we're jumping ahead of it. So here's what happened. Elena, at the beginning scene, first of all, we find out that, because last episode, Elijah explains, I have a way to save the doppelganger.
Yes.
Now, Elijah explains to us that Klaus needs a witch, a werewolf, and the doppelganger.
And a vampire.
And a vampire.
Yes, he has to sacrifice the vampire and the werewolf.
Does he have to? He doesn't have to kill the witch. I'm sorry. He needs to. He just doesn't want Bonnie interfering.
Yeah.
So he needs to kill a vampire, werewolf, and Elena, basically.
Yes.
So the deal is that they're going to. Now they were going to allow Klaus to kill the werewolf and the vampire and Elena, and then they were going to bring Elena back. That's what Elijah was thinking.
Well, here's the thing. They thought Catherine was the vampire he was going to kill, which they were okay with, but like,
sorry.
But, and then they thought that he had his own werewolf.
Right.
So they were okay.
So they had this magical elixir, which
Elena was 500 years old.
500 years old. It's never been proven that it was going to work, but it was going to be saved for Catherine. It was originally for Catherine. Yes.
Oh, because she was the original doppelganger.
Right.
And Elijah loved her.
So we find out that basically the witch can channel the power of the full moon through the moonstone and break the curse, which will then, he has to go follow through with the sacrifice, and when he's in transition, after he's killed Elena and everybody, that's when they have to kill him, while he's in transition.
Oh, okay.
I missed that part.
I missed that part.
I just got he has to drink the last drop.
well,
of all
I'm pulling
the doppelganger's blood.
I'm pulling it because they explained that part about killing him in transition the last episode.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm just piecing what they taught us
yeah,
today.
Okay. Oh,
and
yeah,
last
in that last
together.
Episode, I was all confused.
Well, exactly. Remember, we said, I hope next week they kind of tell us a little bit more. Yeah.
And they started off like right out the gate. It wasn't any fluff,
no.
It was straight down to business with the episode.
And the fluff that they gave us through the episode was the whole Matt, Caroline. And
no,
and
the
that
fluff
was,
that they gave was that. Silly walk through the park.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call that I don't know what that was. That was just like.
Because I enjoyed the Matt, Caroline, Tyler exchange.
And we got our triangle.
That scene with them in the tomb was so cute.
Oh, whoa, we're jumping way too much.
Okay,
hold on. All right, so yes, he needs to drink the last drop of the blood. And then we go to the scene of. Elena is in the house and she says, I'm going to go with Elijah's plan and I'm going to drink the elixir. I'm going to allow Klaus to kill me. And Damon is just like, no, I'm the hero. You're not going to do this. And he was speaking very boldly tonight.
Because he loves her.
Totally get it. But like, I so expected Stefan to be saying
I hate, like, when that Stefan and Damon scene outside, when he's like, she respects me, she trusts me. I'm like, she trusts you to save her ass. Like, no, you're not saving your girlfriend. If you love her as much as you say, you will be like, oh, no, run away.
And I think maybe the stakes are higher for Damon because maybe if he actually can save her, then maybe she'll love him.
Exactly.
Finally.
Yeah. And I totally agree with that. Yeah. I totally think that that's what could have happened. Mm-hmm. But he screwed up big time because as she starts to walk out, he charges her and bites himself and makes her drink his blood. Dun, now dun, you dun. Can never die. What did you guys think as soon as that happened? Like, really,
well,
what
raced
through your head?
It took me a second for it to register what he was doing.
Now, I never even realized how long it took for them to, turn.
It,
I think it's on their own calendar.
Here's what it is. It's
breaking down him, Alina.
Okay. If, if you have vampire blood in your system and they kill you, and you die, you are going to end up waking up, just like Jenna did in the end.
Because you have the vampire blood inside of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you drink human blood before all the vampire blood leaves your system, you will die.
Okay.
And how long does it take for the vampire blood to remain in your system? Or
like 24 hours, I think. Like
24 hours.
Like 24 hours.
Like quick turnaround.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, safety number.
Yeah, something like that.
So he bites her and he flips out, and he walked away. Stefan flipped out, and they have this brotherly fight, which was way more intense than last week's fight.
Yeah.
And I totally understand where Stefan's coming from with this. You made it because Damon is so irrational. And he made this decision for Elena without thinking. He's just thinking, I want to save her. And I get it. I totally get it. But
here's what I was kind of pissed off for a different reason.
Pissed off at who?
That Damon did that for the sole reason that I actually wasn't pissed off that Damon did it. I was pissed off that the writers did it.
Yeah.
Because I actually in some ways wanted her to be a vampire. Because I think that would be... That's how she's going to end up with Damon. But, so that surprised me and that kind of pissed me off. But I understand why he did it. And I thought it was kind of, I think it's sweet. He loves her. He doesn't want her to go anywhere.
Is it selfish, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's, it's selfish for him, but it's like,
I don't necessarily think it's selfish. I think it's, self-inflicting pain because she doesn't love him. So then that's a lifetime of her continuing to diss him.
Who Elijah said.
And that was a good scene between Elijah and Damon.
What was that line you said?
I wrote it down. She will.
You were like, that's such a good line.
Uh-huh.
She will never forgive you, and forever as a vampire is a very long time.
Yes, yes.
Who do you think he was? To me, when he made that comment, it was his relationship with Klaus.
Absolutely.
Or with Catherine.
But Catherine was never mad at Elijah.
Yeah.
It just, whatever the situation was, I don't think we were privy to the entire relationship and what happened in history, but you knew that what he was saying meant something deeper than just him, you know, giving some advice. Like, he went through that himself 500 years ago.
But that was a great line.
It was a great
line.
And
Damon, that's when it hit Damon like, oh, wow.
Like, damn, I messed up.
You messed up big time.
Yeah. Oh. And he probably didn't say messed. He probably used another word.
Where do we go?
But we're sensitive to all of our listeners.
We are.
Were you guys happy with his actions?
Whose actions?
Damon's, that he did that.
No.
I'm happy that he did something because his brother wasn't going to do it.
I was happy he did something. I was happy he was taking action.
Absolutely.
And I am all for that. He is the knight in shining armor to her.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Counting 100%. Down until they get together.
Yeah.
Whenever and
because
however.
Because here's the thing. I think we had talked about before not really buying Stefan and Elena's relationship. And I think it was one of you said, like, we've seen the relationship grow between Elena and Damon. It's ups and downs.
I think that might have been Jesse.
Probably. And then... And with Stefan and Elena, it was like they went on a few dates. She found out he was a vampire, and they were in love.
Intrigued.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that Elena turning into a vampire is the same thing as Elena finally falling for Damon. As in, it's never going to happen, but we hope it happens. Or we're just counting down. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it's always the tease for us to continue to watch the show.
It gives you a glimmer of hope, right?
Something.
Yeah.
The only reason I was honestly upset with it is just because it was so soon.
I felt it was too soon.
I liked it because nobody in here expected that scene to happen.
The whole vampire thing.
Just the fact that they were going to turn her tonight, period.
Oh, but, you know, that's the tease again. I think I'm with Emily. They're not going to turn her.
No.
Like, something's going to happen.
I totally think that elixir, I feel, is going to come into play.
It's going to come back. It definitely is, because they're not going to introduce it, even though they have pulled some shady stuff like that.
Like the deed to the house.
Yeah, the weird, the elixir thing, I was just like, this, like, came, and also, I don't know, we didn't really watch the previously on, so I kind of, like, the part where Elijah had said at the end of the episode, I know how to save you, kind of went right over my head.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, this elixir, and here's the thing, it's like, there's so many components to everything, and it's like, there's so much information, and then it's like, all of a sudden, like, oh, we have an elixir.
Oh, but yeah, but they're infamous for pulling shit out their ass, like, a magic wand that will just, a rock that will heal everything. But who they didn't pull out this whole episode, Bonnie. Bonnie's been quiet for two episodes.
That is two episodes without
She's
our girl.
She's been working on her singing career.
Right. No, she's been working on Jeremy, or Jeremy's been working on her, or something.
Yeah, because we haven't seen either of them.
No, we have not.
Well, we didn't get that love triangle, but we did get the Stefan and Elena. Let's talk about their little walk.
Do we have to?
We're gonna brush over it really quickly.
All right, well, I'll be quiet then.
So they go on this walk, and I felt like the only reason he really pulled her to do this walk was because it really hit him that Damon did the right thing in turning Elena.
Good call.
And like I said, as much as like I don't want Damon and Elena together yet, because I love seeing them grow as a relationship. But I totally think this whole walk was just like, it wasn't for Elena. It was for Stefan to kind of get the Romeo charm in.
That's what it was. It was like, because here's the thing with Stefan and that, like, first monologue I was talking about before. There was, as it pops up
on the
screen.
Here they are, up on the screen.
There was, you know, there's a lot of actors out there who can, like, make any girl, like, fall in love with him just by, like, a look. Who can look at a girl. But I never felt that Stefan was like that.
I agree.
Like,
he didn't have that swagger.
He never had that charm.
Tyler had it, and Damon had it. Yep.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I think in this scene, he's, like, trying to have that.
Exactly. He's trying to win her over.
It's like he's trying to
have that. And you're not buying it.
No.
Not at all.
Because it's like, I've seen all these actors do it, and there's some that it's like they make your heart melt, but he just no.
They kept playing this like Spanish soap opera music, and I was just so over
Telenopla?
It.
Like,
whatever it is, I don't know. Yeah, Telemundo. But I just didn't buy this entire thing. And that's personally where I felt it was going. But let's go to a much more interesting love triangle.
I'm back.
You're back. Janora's back. Let's talk about Tyler and Caroline. When Caroline first sees Tyler.
Yeah, that was great. And then Caroline clearly showing she still had something for him, especially showing some jealousy when he showed up with Jules.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time we've seen Caroline really like. Yeah, I've seen her into Matt before. I've seen her, you know.
Yeah, that
it's
really
a different
kind
of into.
No, yeah. This was like epic like, novel. Like, yeah. Like the she's giving me some what Stephanie Elena should have been.
The thing is with Matt and Caroline, it was very like puppy love. And you could also see that she loved him in the way that for probably the sole reason that like, he was her first love. He was the first one to give her that kind of loving attention. So I feel as if it's one of those situations where if any guy in the world would have given her that, she would have fallen in love with him. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do feel you.
Okay.
They both are monsters. They both have...
Tyler. Not Tyler. Matt. Her and Matt. Like, it's very just like puppy, like...
High school. Barbie first love.
Yeah, it was just like first love, like...
Very surface.
But they didn't really...
Only reason I really bought it was just because I felt so bad for Matt and when he had that whole crush for Elena, and I was just like, oh.
That's why I bought it and was okay with it, too.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciated Matt coming around a bit.
Me too.
And showing some softness that, okay, maybe Caroline's not this monster that you're putting her out to be. And I appreciated that Caroline's mom, the sheriff, finally was like, you know, I have a soft spot, too, because she still is my daughter.
Right.
Because before, they were just non-feeling.
Yeah.
And so I did like
but that. It annoys me so much. It's like just that stereotype. Like, vampires, they're monsters. Like, no, you don't know that. Well, like, Damon, he's killed everybody. Actually, no, he hasn't.
But they don't know that.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't even know how many vampires are actually in this town. To them, it's Caroline, Damon, and Stefan. You know, they don't they don't really know anything. And, you know, now that Caroline spilled the beans... Think about what they're thinking. Like the sheriff's been dealing with all these random killings
her
of
whole
vampires.
Life. Yeah. Probably growing up from her parents, hearing all these stories
she says
about what
like,
vampires have done to this town.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like now her daughter's affected. So these vampires have come into this town, taken her daughter away. Mm-hmm. I understand why she's mad. I understand why she's flipping out. Mm-hmm. And I get that. What I don't get is, like, you're an officer. You should be a detective a little bit. You should talk to your daughter.
Yeah, investigate it a little further.
Don't have your daughter's boyfriend go talk to him. Like, you take the reins and go in there. And that's what I want to see, I guess. More of what I want to see. But
well, she's never going to do that. No. She's just got this master plan that we still haven't seen yet
and
about
that,
what she's actually going to do.
By the way, do you know what I just realized, I think, in this scene? When they were walking on that bridge...
What's that?
They used it in the pilot episode, I think. It's where they first.
Oh, whatever.
You are good, Emily. And one other
how
thing,
romantic.
Though. So Matt's turning around and realizes that he's got this for Caroline. But how in the world did he know that they were in the tomb?
Who knows?
Maybe
is
somebody calling you to tell you? Because I don't know.
Right.
Wait, okay, how did who know?
How did
Matt know?
Yes, how did Matt know?
To save Damon.
Yes, that bothered me.
Huh.
And I thought they were going to reveal that, but they never did.
Maybe
they never came back.
Maybe he was, like, following Damon?
Because Damon came from
Catherine.
From Close's.
Yeah,
where Close
Catherine
was
told
being
right.
Hidden. So, and it couldn't have been Matt was following Damon the whole day.
No.
Hmm. Vamp, you gotta clean this up a little bit.
Clean it up.
But let's get into that. Damon goes in to save Caroline and Tyler, who have been kidnapped, and the warlock, who we hate, did his little headache thing. And
brain aneurysm.
Yes, and all of a sudden Matt saves Damon.
Saves the day.
And
which was cool, which was very cool. I just wanted them to fill in the blank of how he got there or how he knew.
And also, I think it's very interesting, as soon as Caroline's mother saw weakness in Matt, she said, you know what? Mm-hmm. We're done. You're not a part of the plan no more.
Or, you know what? She also revealed how she was able to keep control over Matt. Remember, they killed your sister.
Yeah. Exactly.
You guys picked up on that?
Yep.
Deidre, and I'm so sorry. And for everybody, Deidre's not quiet. Yeah. Deidre's got a lot to say, but this is our first episode.
I don't even think I announced that. I have never, ever watched Vampire Diaries until an hour ago.
So
trying to contribute what I can, but...
In the middle of this, what are your thoughts on... What are your thoughts... I mean, you're into Twilight, so what are your thoughts in seeing... these characters and
in the middle of the second season.
In the middle, yeah.
Well, the immediate thing that I noticed is that I think this definitely appeals to more of our demographic. Right. I know that the Twilight is great for the PG crowd, for the high school crowd, but I think for people who I'm 22, this is something that I would watch normally. I don't know why I haven't gotten into it. Apologies, but yes, I loved it. It had like the salacious.
That's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, SAT word.
SAT, I was just to say SAT word.
It had good plot lines. It had interesting character development, what I did see in an hour's episode. The first note that I wrote on my pad was amazing looking cast.
They are.
That's the like first.
But don't be trying to come on the show and take my man though.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Gosh.
Damon is mine and Tyler is mine. I'm
okay,
just like
everybody
called,
on this
she
show.
Called two
I
of
get
them.
Two.
I get two. I called Damon originally.
That's fine because I like Stefan. I think he's my guy.
You can have him.
So does nobody on the show like him?
Who?
Can I have him?
He's just too soft.
No, you can have him.
I need.
So what did you? Okay, off of this first. That's interesting because this episode we kind of normally we like Stefan and the things he does, but in this episode he bothered. Overall,
I usually
us?
Don't like Stefan.
Well,
why?
No, we know, I know
him. Like
no, but tell me why.
I like it's there's kind of it's like this weakness. It's like I just love you. Like I'm so overdramatic and I love you and it's like
Damon has more backbone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like he's
but he's also
sexy.
Got more jerk asshole.
Yeah.
Impulsive.
Here's the thing. What all females like. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, here's the thing.
I can change him.
I'm the one girl who can do it.
I was telling
no one
Jesse
has before.
About, like, we were talking about Real World. And they're like, we hate Dustin. I'm like, I have a soft spot for all American-looking douchebags.
Oh,
I will like him.
Preach, sister. Me too.
I can fill you with the Damon thing, but no, not Dustin. That makes me want to throw a bucket over there.
I mean, my first impression of the show is pretty great. I thought it was interesting, and obviously it sparks fantastic conversation.
So what caught you about Stefan? What was it that drew you to him?
Well, just plainly his physical exterior is marvelous to look at. I think I sort of liked in a rare moment, because I usually do like the Damon types in real life, but I think on TV I like the whole notion of I'm a good guy and I want what's best for you and you can tell me the truth, that whole sort of bit. So yes, the walk was extremely cheesy, but I did appreciate some of the more sensitive moments, and for what it was worth, I liked it.
I think it's weird.
I'm just gonna say this is part of our sadistic intern program for newbies.
Yes.
We just throw them on shows.
Phil's the Damon of our afterbirth.
So I like that aspect.
Yeah, just a misnomer. I was supposed to do Real Housewives in New York and it got canceled. So that's more my shtick. But I appreciate you guys letting me come on in and talk about vampires. Just as much fun for me.
There's literally one scene this entire season where I've liked Stefan.
Only one.
And one or two. One was the first episode when he's in the Lockwood like backyard with Catherine, and he's like, you know what, Catherine? You know what's the truth? You're the same manipulative psycho bitch that you've always been.
That was a good scene.
That was good. Like, yeah,
that's awesome. And then like the sweet side of him, the times I've liked that side of him is when he's with Caroline.
Yes, yeah. I do like their whole little dynamic.
I see what you mean.
Friendship.
Let's talk about the Mister, the theme of the episode, Klaus,
aka Ryan Felipe.
Yes.
Yeah, good call on that one. Yeah, honestly.
This
very reminiscent of Ryan Felipe and the like brooding sort of essence. Yeah.
So he's out of Alaric's body. Who now Jenna is apparently okay with everything.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
Instantaneously.
I thought it was like, wait, okay.
I'm going to shoot you with a crossbow.
Your boyfriend lied about pretty much his entire life. He told you his wife was dead when she was really a vampire and
he was still in love with her.
Yeah, he was still in love with her and she was your niece's biological mother. Second, like, you know that your niece is dating a vampire and you don't tell him her. Like, no, I would have been like, F you.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, it was just too quick for, because that was her first time being able to confront Alaric. Because yeah. Remember, she did have a chance to talk to everybody, but that's when Klaus was in Alaric's body and was nowhere to be found.
Right.
She was just like in at full speed very quickly. Like not even forgiving him so quickly. It was just like in the mix as if she'd always been there.
Well, I guess they just needed to move the story along.
Yeah. That and that with everything going on right now, you kind of got to jump on the train.
Yeah,
and
you got to prioritize. And right. that wasn't a priority. Kind of like when they were in the tomb and Damon was like, yeah, your boyfriend outside had those bullets. One was wooden, one was silver. You told him. And then she was like, oh, no. And he said, save it for the next episode or save it for whenever, save it for later. So I think it was kind of like that. Yeah,
exactly.
They're more important things. So that made sense.
P.S. Loved Caroline when she asked Tyler, why did you leave me?
Yes.
And Tyler.
It was so cute.
Look at you gushing.
See, I'll gush.
And here's the scene right here, actually.
Exactly. I'll gush.
Oh, that's
I'll be the
man.
First one to gush, except for some reason, Stefan and Elena don't make me do that.
No. This is, I gotta say, honestly, this is my favorite relationship.
I agree.
On the whole show.
Yeah.
It's so raw. It's real. We've seen them. What did you just say?
What?
We heard you whisper.
I mouthed it. Why did you leave me? Because that's what she had just
really getting into it.
Yeah. I'm really embracing Caroline.
I mean, and now we're looking at them. The first day they're back together, fate brings them and chains them up to a wall, forces them to have this conversation.
Absolutely.
It's in the air for these two. And I love that one's a vampire, one's a werewolf. Think about
that's what I was thinking when
wow,
I was
wow the evolution of Klaus.
Yes. I was like,
so maybe they can defeat Klaus, but they're about to make another one.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's good, guys.
But here's the thing: I don't know if this is just a Twilight thing, but I thought vampires couldn't procreate.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was kind of curious about.
Well, wait, Edward. Sorry, off topic. Edward and Bella have Renesmee, who's half.
Yeah, well, but it's half and half. Like, aren't they like shocked that like the baby exists? Like that.
That it was a big deal.
He was supposed to destroy her when they had sex.
And I think the baby's supposed to die when you're giving birth.
Yeah.
Or either you die or the baby dies. Whatever. Yeah. It's crazy. Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes.
From an outsider's view, why do you like their relationship more than Elena with?
Well, I mean, Stefan? She kind of touched on it a little earlier, but. My thing about relationships are, the reason I don't like Stefan and Elena is because they start the show out and Stefan just swoops her off her feet. He's like stalking her in the garage, in like the parking lot at school. And
Jesus. just to interrupt you for a second, our first podcast, you said you were pro Stefan and Elena.
No.
I said Damon and...
That's what I would love for them to work out because I do like... The reason I like Stefan is because he tries. He's putting a lot of effort in. Mm-hmm. He doesn't kill people. He eats animal blood. He doesn't want to... There's so much in him. The problem is he doesn't show it. It's he has this huge wall up in front of him. Where Damon, it's like he's just a train wreck running around and you see who Damon is, but that's why you love him because it's like Damon really is a good person. He just needs to be on a tighter leash.
Here's the real question. Who is the Ross and Rachel? Is it Stefan and Elena?
Wait a minute. Ross and Rachel? Is this a Friends?
Yeah.
No, but it's like Ross and Rachel, the
couple that was always supposed to be.
The couple that is always supposed to be together.
Yeah. Well,
is it going to be Stefan and Elena or Damon and Elena?
I mean, honestly, they've really drilled it in my head for it to be Stefan and Elena.
Do you know what?
And I think that they'll go to Damon and Elena, but I think in the end, needs to go back to this.
Something I know that Kevin Williamson, the writer, said from, like, the very beginning, from, like, season one, he was like, Stefan and Elena are soulmates. And then I think everybody kind of freaked out, and he was like, but sometimes you don't end up with your soulmate.
Right.
Huh.
So...
Because, like, with Ross and Rachel, everyone was rooting for them to be together. With the majority of Vampire Diary fans.
No, they want...
They want Damon and Elena, right? Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. But and then, so, I've been getting into, like, the whole blogs and the Vampire Diary chat rooms and stuff. The only reasons that they say they want Damon and Elena together is because they like who Damon is in real life. And I'm like, well, you can't...
In real life?
They like Ian Somerhalder. Yeah, they like Ian. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you can't judge it on that. Well, like, follow the story. The reason why I would say Damon and Elena is because of what we've spoken about. Yeah. You know, she's ideally helping Damon. She never really helps Stefan.
Wait, just quick thing for you that you can relate to. Paul Wesley.
Yes.
Do you know who
hottest
he's
guy ever.
Dating?
Yes, I do. Tori DeVito.
Nanny Carey.
Oh, of course, from One Tree Hill. And I'm also a Pretty Little Liars fan. And she's been on that recurring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have to get you on the Pretty Little Liars after this.
Die for it.
Yeah, I missed the...
Well, I purposely don't know who anybody is in real life because I want this to be my reality.
And,
I don't research Ian. I don't research Nina. I don't research anybody because it destroys my perception of these people.
Absolutely.
In Mystic Falls. I mean, that's what I want. So even though that I don't know them in real life, that's not the reason I want them together.
That makes you a good fan.
I don't even know if that sentence made sense, but
no, absolutely.
You're totally 100% immersed in the show.
Yeah, I just want to be the show.
Whereas I'm the girl who goes home and Googles Paul Wesley dating Tori DeVito.
Well, you and Emily hang out, and I'll just keep hanging out with DJ Janity.
That's not me.
And as far as like Caroline and Tyler, I mean, I know you're just getting into this, but we've seen, at first she didn't like Tyler. Correct? They had like that
argument. Well, here's the thing. Tyler was like the ass of the school. Yeah. No
one
really liked
Nobody
Tyler.
Liked him. But you saw that it was because of his dad and how hard his dad was on him.
And within that, he gets bitten, turned into a werewolf, where Caroline was already a vampire.
No, he's not bitten.
No, he's just...
He kills somebody.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes. He is from a werewolf family. And he needed to... If he killed somebody, he would be transformed into a werewolf.
Okay.
Where Caroline went through the whole transformation of a vampire... Even though she had Stefan to kind of help her out, she kind of went through it alone. She didn't have, she couldn't tell Matt, the guy that she really liked. And so when she saw Tyler going through this, she sat there and she helped him. She locked him up in the basement. She saw the pain, the struggle that he went through, which was the same pain that she went through when she killed her first person and she was all alone running around. And just to see them growing, I always say relationships are 50-50, and they are 100% 50-50.
Yeah.
Word. I like that.
And he grew his hair like an inch longer, and it's really hot.
Oh. Well, that's that werewolf in him. It grows a little longer. So as far as Klaus now, because Klaus is...
Scary guy.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. My perception, the anticipation I had for Klaus, I wasn't as scared as I thought I'd be. And he wasn't as present as I thought he'd be.
No.
I thought he was going to be in the show much more.
I don't think we've seen what Klaus actually looks like. Well, we haven't clearly, but I'm hoping that when we see what he actually looks like,
we do.
Well, I guess
that
we
is what he looks like. I think we haven't seen what he can fully do.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
I
he'll
think
transform
that's what it is.
Into.
Because he's just been so smooth. I mean, he showed up at Elena's house, or, you know, Stefan's house, and was like, I'm ready for Elena. Like, he didn't have to be the boogeyman to come get her at night. Like, no, he just showed up. I'm ready for her.
I loved this scene with him, Damon, and Alaric. Because he was just, like, Damon was just kind of like, F my life. Like, he's just rolling his eyes, and Klaus was just like amused, and I was like, it's a good scene. I liked it.
I like the word that you use. He was very smooth. Yeah. He would just sort of appear out of nowhere, and he wasn't yelling, or he wasn't intense like the eyes that Damon does with those crazy eyes.
He does do the crazy eyes thing a bit.
Klaus?
No.
Oh,
Damon, you were just pointing out.
Like, I got scared at some moments, but his eyes are nice. Yeah, he was very, very smooth in his approach. Like, you can tell he's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Oh, that
super,
nobody
super
wants
powerful.
To cross him at all. Yeah.
Did you guys like the scene of Elena crying?
Are we back on the mountain in the forest? Look, I told you, like anything about that, I rolled my eyes the entire scene.
Okay, but I gotta say, out of all the part, because I wanted to hear what she was actually thinking. I wanted to know, like, because what would you think? What would you be going through?
I liked the fact that she was that she finally was like, I want to grow old, like that. I did like that aspect. Yeah, like, I want to have a life. Like, I do want to have a human life. Like, I got that. And I thought that was kind of the realest moment of that entire sequence.
Totally agree.
My sort of take on it, and granted, I'm an outsider. I don't really know too much. It's not necessarily, the tears weren't necessarily coming from the fact that, oh, I can't have a normal life, and oh, I can't have kids, and I can't get married. I think the fact that it was stripped from her without
her consent.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I think that that's probably what hurts the most.
That makes sense.
True. And I liked that she finally was like, I'm 17 years old.
Yeah. Like, that's the first time they said her age, yes. Right?
No, I mean,
she doesn't look like what I look like when I was 17. I'll tell you that.
No, I didn't have those curves.
Right?
No, I probably did. I'm from the South. I'm a black woman, so I probably did.
It just seems like a really young age to be going through a lot of this intensity.
Now, how old's Bella supposed to be in Twilight?
17.
She's the same.
17.
Oh, she's
17. Yeah.
Okay.
Why are they making these vampire girls so young? Why can't they be 25?
Well, because they literally, they all started off with, it all starts as high school drama. And what we had talked about before is that this really isn't a high school show.
No.
Because even though the first, they were in high schools, but you never see the, oh my God, a sext is going around.
So let's talk about Damon versus Klaus. Damon went to Klaus's apartment. He was with Catherine. And that's when kind of Klaus realized, oh, this is how you got into the house. And he kind of knew that earlier because he came home and Catherine was acting a little strange. I don't know if he smelled.
No, he knew he got in because Alaric. Because it's Alaric's house.
Okay. But he knew, I felt like he knew, this is the thing, vampires can smell scents, so they can smell other vampire scents. Because as soon as he walked in with Catherine, what were you doing?
Yeah.
And he had this weird
heightened sense of smell. Yeah.
Of something happening. And then when Damon entered the apartment, you know, So
I like that Damon stands up to him, because everybody's so scared of him.
And Klaus said, I've heard of you.
Yeah.
So someone
that,
to be
that was a nice
with.
Scene. That was a nice conversation. Yeah.
And we find out, you know, Damon thought he did. I ruined it all for you. You don't have a witch. You don't have a vampire. You don't have a werewolf. I saved them all. And he shows us that he has Jules locked up, and he already has his vampire.
In the daily, in the weekly AT&T product placement of Vampire Diaries.
Is that a sponsor on the show?
We don't know for sure.
It has to
be. You know that the phone, like, haven't you seen the commercials with the phone that goes into the computer?
Yep. Every week, someone like picks up a phone and they do it so like
Hello,
product
AT&T.
Placement.
Yeah.
it's not as distinct though as the Ford product placements when they have them on there. I think is the dun, da, da, da. Wait
Anyways.
For the Ford product announcement.
Now, what did Klaus do to Damon?
I don't know.
At the end, like right before they went to a commercial break, Klaus was like, "And you're not gonna stop me." And then it like went black, and then all of a sudden they come back from a commercial, and Catherine's feeding him blood, and
because he was knocked out. I don't know, and I think that was it. We didn't need to know. Like that was again part of the Klaus
mystery,
absolutely, of his powers and what he can do.
Yeah, yeah. Very enigmatic.
Yes.
As long as we're throwing out SAT words.
I love that one. That one with the voice.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Catherine told Klaus. Well. Did Catherine tell Klaus that Elena was turned into a vampire?
No.
No.
So who did he say?
He doesn't know that.
She told him where she was. So I think when she... Because doesn't she say, I told her, like, I had to tell him where she was or something?
But
he already picked her up.
She's referring to Jenna, though.
Yeah,
Jenna, okay.
Yeah. So she told him where Jenna was, I think.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So
now, that was a surprise, because we've been talking about Jenna. She doesn't know anything. What's going to happen to her? She's disposable. I didn't see it coming that she would be a vampire. You
hold
said that?
Up. No, wait. Hold
Revelation?
Up. Revelation. Whether Jenna is at the Salvatore's house or her own house, Klaus hasn't been invited into either of those. How is he going to get in?
Well, Stefan's host, yes, he is.
No, he hasn't.
And not in that body.
Not in that body. How does he capture her?
Well, again, the mystery.
Or maybe Greta?
I mean, he could, yeah, I think that that's a blank that's not filled. That doesn't bother me because I think that there are multiple ways for that to happen. It could, yeah, it could have been Greta.
Any blank bothers me.
It bothers you? Any blank.
Any blank will bother me.
And we see Elena and Greta walking together, and Elena's like, your father was looking for you, and, you know, they thought you were lost, and Greta said, I was never lost.
At that moment, I was like, you effing bitch.
Yeah.
I would have loved for that conversation to have been extended.
Me too.
Because I would have never known that Greta was the sister of Luca,
really?
Daughter, unless it was you guys that
right,
told me last
week. Yeah.
So for me, that was the first time that was revealed. And it was great that they at least touched on it. But give me two questions answered instead of just one, or just a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Like, take up 60 seconds from that long time in the park with Damon.
Which we could have
done
without.
I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah.
Stefan and Elena, and add it to Greta's conversation.
Yeah,
I would have appreciated that.
I want to see more of Greta.
I think we're
going to. And
think
we're going to.
The witches
Greta
are
versus
take
Bonnie.
Over.
I was
what?
About to say, how excited are you for that one?
Ooh, yes.
So
gonna
be
a girl fight.
We see Greta's about to do something. She brings Elena to this open area with.
Because now she's the only witch left because old boy is dead, right? The
yep.
witch,
yeah, yes.
Yeah. Warlock.
The warlock.
I'm so happy.
There's fire all over the place, and Elena sees that Jenna is being turned into
yes.
a vampire.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in predictions, but right now, let's go to.
Last but not least, we hadn't talked about Damon getting that bite. What do we think about his werewolf bite?
And Damon's.
Here's the thing. He's coming back.
Yeah.
They're not killing off Damon.
They're not
going to
kill him.
They'll find a cure.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
But I think that's an interesting twist because he was so affected by watching Rose die by a werewolf bite. So I think that's pretty cool.
Now, wait, before we go. Wasn't there a way that they could have saved Rose, but he killed her too quickly?
Here's the thing. It doesn't actually kill you. It just wears you down so much that, like, and you're so sick and you're so miserable and you're so
And she went crazy,
out of
too.
It. Yeah, she went crazy that, like, the only way it kills you because you end up having to kill them.
Mm.
Like putting a stake through their heart.
All right. Well, with that, Phil, take us to a commercial break.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
And here we are, Stefan and
Phil, where did
Elena.
You get that from?
This is basically the music they were playing.
This is the theme song to Esmeralda, a telenovela.
It fits wonderfully.
Can't you just picture them walking over the bridge in the waterfall?
Boo, turn it off.
Really? Really?
Really?
Did you say turn it up?
Yeah, that's what we said. We love Esmeralda.
Right. Who's Esmeralda?
Keen Ace.
Okay. Gossip.
All right. Now, normally I do the news and gossip, but, I mean, Little Miss Emily, this girl is so soaked into this system
yes.
of spoilers and everything. It's only right.
Just
tell
let me know when anything
AfterBuzz TV News.
So what do
this
you got first?
Okay. Katarina Graham, also known as Bonnie, did an interview with TV Guide and told them that three huge characters are going to die. Solid characters, and it's going to change the destiny of the show.
Oh.
Ooh, We'll save it for predictions. Go ahead.
What else? That's pretty much all that was
the biggest news.
Was the big news.
Now
and
read
then
the synopsis, and we'll go into predictions.
I have the synopsis for next week's episode.
Well,
that is titled, it's episode 21. It's the last episode before the season finale.
Really?
And it's called The Sun Also Rises. And here's the synopsis. The sacrifice ritual begins. With the arrival of the full moon, Elena tries to prepare for whatever Klaus has planned, and Tyler faces his second transformation. The terrifying events quickly spin out of control, despite an unexpected act of courage. Finally, Damon admits the truth to Stefan about a terrible new development that they must face. Stephen R. McQueen, Sarah Cannon, Kat Graham, Candace Akola, Zach Roerig, and Matt Damon. Davis also.
I was like, Matt Damon. Cameo next week?
Okay. So.
Huh.
Obviously, the terrible new development is the wolf bite.
Right.
Yes.
I think, okay. When it says Tyler faces his second transformation, here's kind of why I think Tyler will be one of those three characters.
No.
Say it ain't so.
As much as I really am starting to really like him, I feel as if the show has to go so many other places that every month are they going to have him doing a transformation. It's like...
Buffy did it.
So you think it's unrealistic to keep him on the show?
I think it's like... I feel as if the werewolf storyline after... It's like the werewolf storyline only came into play really because you need them for the sacrifice ritual. Once the ritual ends, what's really the point?
But do we want just all vampires? I like the aspect of witches,
werewolves. I like
diversity. By the way, I like it, but I like him. I like Tyler. I like Tyler and Caroline. But I think that's one of the... That he has... He is a... 50% chance of being, or maybe closer to 75.
All right, so let's open it up for discussion. Phil, take us into predictions. And, we have a lot to talk about right here, guys.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so we heard the synopsis, and Emily kind of gave us a little...
Prediction.
A little prediction. I would say more of an overview of how things could happen. They really didn't give us that much in the preview for next week.
Okay,
at
can
all.
I sneak something in?
Go ahead. Does Janora need to close her ears?
Do I need
for
to
this?
Close my ears? Remember, I'm living in a mystery.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
I will give you something without giving you all of it.
Okay.
The extended preview was already released.
Oh.
And there's a screen cap of it online. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
It is somebody, we don't know who, laying down a rose at a graveyard. At, like, over dirt. So it has been guessed that there will be a funeral in the next episode.
Well, so here we go. Open up for discussion. Who do we think, round the table, the three characters that are going to die?
Matt.
Do I need to have this conversation? Are you forcing me to answer
this
question?
I want to know. I want to get into Janora's head. What are you thinking?
Jenna, Matt. Sorry, you go.
You think Jenna and Matt are the... You think they're big enough characters?
I think Jenna will die.
Okay. Janora?
Well, Matt, maybe. Jenna, in my opinion, is disposable and would be considered a major character since she's been on from jump. Another character who's been on from the start who we haven't seen what she's up to is the sheriff. Remember, we still have the sheriff, and she hasn't had her chance to be the hero.
But remember they said that this is going to affect the path of the story.
Well, I don't want anybody I'd like to die. So I can choose the three people that I want, and I'm choosing Jenna and the sheriff, and you know the other person, John. Because remember, John was in the preview. We don't know what he's up
John-
to.
Like, is it a major meeting?
But I can pick the three people that I want to pick.
In Vampire Diaries, if you're listening.
So I pick John, the sheriff, and Jenna.
All right. Any thoughts on what you said? Like, you watch Twilight. You know, you're into Twilight. based off the characters we saw tonight, who could you say is disposable?
Is inconsequential.
SAT words, yes. Jesus.
Oh, sorry. That, you know who I recognized was Pooh Bear from Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
Him?
These people only live in Mystic Falls. They are not in any other world, Deidre.
Warner. Thank you.
We protect Janora in her world.
Yeah.
By the way, did not do anything between this
Legally Blonde
and this.
Yeah, no. Agreed. Is his character essential?
Now, who are you guys talking about? Alaric. Oh, yeah, he can go too.
Okay.
If you want to, I'll give you a fourth person, Alaric.
Okay, if I have her endorsement, then yeah, we're going to say him.
Okay.
I think, yeah, he can go.
He can go.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Alaric is going to go.
And he's a major character.
A major character.
I have, do you know what I think could happen? He could kill Jenna.
What?
He could be the one that'll kill Jenna.
Mm.
Obviously, he has a past
that is
with...
too epic. Of
I have... Like, oh, this show hasn't gone effing.
No, I know they have, but I'm like, really? Can we please come down to the
novels? My thing is, they
would
want us to feel something about that, but remember, we talked about we don't even feel anything for their relationship in the first place.
Yeah.
So if he killed her, so bye.
But here's the thing. He had his wife turned into a vampire, and now his girlfriend turned into a vampire.
Very true. I'm going to say Alaric. I'm going to say Jeremy. I'm going to throw it out there. I think they're going to give
us.
I think they're going to give one really shocking. Everyone else isn't shocking. I can picture Matt dying. He's not important, especially right now.
He's so cute, though.
And even if they kill Tyler, it's almost like, well, I would love Caroline and him to be together, but I wouldn't care.
I think they got to make a baby. Like, I really liked where we were going with that, but I'm sorry. keep
but
going.
I'm
going
to say Jeremy just because I'm not feeling anything from. I don't think they will, honestly, just because he's too big of a character on the show, but I think that's where it should go. Just because his character, I'm not getting enough from him. He's going through so much turmoil, and I think that will affect Elena and push her to...
Now, that's true, because she already lost her parents.
Well, see, that's the thing why I think they, even though it would affect Elena probably more than any character dying, besides Jenna, I don't think... You can't kill off Jenna and Jeremy.
No. But they could because they could want to leave Elena with that lost, alone feeling. I don't know, but all I do know is I want Bonnie back next week. Thank you for giving us Tyler.
Yeah, Bonnie. Kick Greta's booty.
We need Bonnie back. Ladies, it was a pleasure.
Oh,
like always.
So
much
fun.
You
are more than
girls.
Welcome to come back.
Yes,
well, now
please.
That I'm hooked
if we didn't
I think
scare
I
you
to.
Away.
Yes. No, of course. I loved it.
And tonight, guys... Midnight.
Yes.
The Royal Wedding here at AfterBuzz Studios. Check us out.
That's supposed to be my trumpet.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.